Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, it's phenomenally odd. I don't think I've ever gone a day or two without sports in my entire life. It all began for me when I was a little boy. And when I was, 10, 11 or so, I knew I was going to be on the air. I didn't know where or what I was going to do, but I knew I was going to be on the air. So it's, I used a cliche before. We're in uncharted territory. Well, we are. I've never seen this happen before, where you have to stay in your home. But that is the best thing. We don't want the virus to spread. We want to contain it, and then we want to eliminate it. So as far as no opening day, it's just one of the many things we have to get over. And hopefully, this thing will end in a couple of months and we can get back with our normal lives.
John, do you see baseball returning in a big way, in an emotional way, if we can get it in a month or two? It was very emotional. We were, involved back in 9/11. Could baseball once again be the elixir?
Oh, I think so. It brings people together, and, it's terrible being without sports, but the first thing we have to do is contain this virus. Do I see it coming back? I could say yes, but it's not backed up by any firm knowledge. I would hope that we could begin, let's say, June 1st or June 15th or so, and there are ways to make it a season. I've given my ideas. Baseball hasn't called me, but you could play through June, July, August, September, and October, and have every team would have to have one doubleheader, old-fashioned doubleheader, not a split doubleheader. And then if you played enough games for a season to be reasonable, if it was 125 games or 130 games, whatever, and then in November, when it's obviously cold in a lot of the Northeast or Midwest, play all the playoff games for 1 year in retractable domes and in warm weather sites. And so you could have reasonably a good season, and you'd have a great playoff. And hopefully we lick the coronavirus, and then next year baseball goes back to normalcy. In fact, everything would go back to normalcy. So, yes, I'm hoping that happens.
One last question for you. I've heard it suggested that a really terrific day to return, even though it would be a little later than your plan, would be on your birthday, July 4th.
Boy, I'd settle for that. Right now, I'd settle for that. And I think after a few more months of being in all the time, we're going to go crazy. But I would sign up for that tomorrow, Tim, and I hope that's what happens.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.